brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're kicking off another week as the awakening to the true nature of the political system on this planet accelerates, and as the corrupt tyrants attempt to set up classical police states in every major nation they control, the battle is certainly joined. In the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, Bev Harris, one of the leading experts on election fraud and irregularities, will be joining us to talk about her report, Recipe for Vote Fraud, Global Internet Voting Firm Buys U.S. Election Results Reporting Firm. What did Joe Stalin say? He said, I care not who casts the votes. I care only who counts them. So we're going to be talking to Bev at the end of the broadcast today, the last 30 minutes, about that. In the meantime, we are going to cover, obviously, the incredible economic developments, the latest on Iran, looks like some good news for now. More on killer flu doctors, U.S. censorship is a danger to science. We've got that report as well. And also here in Texas, I saw a news report out of the South Texas papers. It was in the Houston Chronicle and also in the Galveston Daily News that a 16-year-old woman, girl, was getting out of the shower and came out, and there were two robbers who'd broken into the house. Her parents were gone. She ran and got a firearm and chased them out. And I tuned into local radio, supposedly conservative, and they were decrying what she'd done. And I heard callers saying, yes, you know, she's too young to have a gun and might have hurt herself. What if they were armed? I mean, it is a religion to be gelded, domesticated ninnies. And it's supposedly trendy to not train your sons and daughters how to use a firearm. And if they do, it's seen as, well, uncouth and barbaric. We should all live in New York City or Chicago and have seven or eight locks on our doors, and the criminals bust in and you just basically roll over and say, please don't kill me, you know, rape me, rob me, whatever. I mean, the answer to people breaking into your house is killing them. That's why you look at places that have higher firearms ownership, and there is a total graph that follows that there's less home invasions, less muggings, less carjackings, less robberies. It varies year to year, but it's generally for every crime committed with a firearm, there's 20-plus crimes, 21, 25, 24, depends on the year, 20-plus crimes that are frustrated or stopped according to the Justice Department's own numbers. You can pull those up. But I see this paradox of people who are so scared of firearms that they never train their sons, their daughters how to use them, and they just send them out into the world to be raped, robbed, and killed, and it's a badge of honor for people to be abused. Every few days I see an article out of California or Texas or Florida. There was a couple out of California in the last 2 weeks where people are breaking in. They're coming in with a knife or gun, and the women call 911 and ask permission. And 911 says, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Then the women shoot the people, and then they have a debate in the media, was it right? It's scary. Okay, I'm going to go through a bunch of the news. Huntsman has dropped out. I'm going to get more into this ship sinking. And the captain, you know, twiddling his thumbs. All of it's coming up today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, a foreign company has bought up the big national grid that tallies national elections. And we're going to have Bev Harris, the top election fraud expert, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to discuss it. I want to welcome all of the listeners who are tuning in to this Monday, the 16th day of January, 2012, worldwide broadcast. And after I just mentioned some of the top stories and some of the topics and issues that I think are most important, I'm going to open the phones up for the next 2.5 hours until Bev Harris joins us interspersed with different news clips and things that we're going to be analyzing here on air. And callers are welcome to call in about any subject they want. But I first want to, folks, here's some of the news I'm going to throw out there before I open the phones up. Now, we don't really screen your calls. We do ask your first name, where you're calling from. You can, you know, make up any name you wish, from Alaric to Porky Pig. I don't care. You could call yourself a Keebler elf for all I care. But it is interesting to hear from you how you're listening, whether it's XM channel 166 or AM and FM station in your area or via the different internet TV boxes or just the audio streams at InfoWars.com or the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv, because it's not just a radio show. We also simulcast it as a TV show. If you're a new listener and you hear me saying, put that on screen, please, And that's my great producers and directors in there that run the show, scrambling to post different articles and things on screen so that there is a video record. When I say something outrageous, like DynCorp has been caught running giant white slavery rings, that means sex slaves, children included, and I say Chicago Tribune, they can go pull it up and put it on screen so that people who watch this later in posterity, or either live at PrisonPlanet.tv or the millions, the tens of millions that watch us each week on the different video services out there like YouTube and others, they can actually see the truth of what I'm saying. If I mention that Canadian papers are reporting high levels of different radioactive isotopes from Fukushima, we can put that on screen. You see, what this radio show really does is it ends the compartmentalization. Because I look at international news, I look at Japanese news, British news, Russian, Iranian, Mexican news, Venezuelan news, Nicaraguan news, South African news, Libyan news. We look at it all. Alternative news, YouTube reporters, movie clips, my own commentary, my own humor. Sometimes it's so lame, people don't even know it's humor. I mean, it's basically a complete free-for-all with an overriding mixture of a serious desire to be free and to bring bullies and criminals to justice. And that's really what it comes down to, a spirit of 1776 worldwide. This broadcast is into the individual. It's into freedom of speech. I agree with Ron Paul. There's no room for racism on my radio show because I believe in individuals. And so that's not compatible in my worldview. I'm into the conduct of your life, the content of your mind, what you stand for, what you produce. Because at the end of the day, that is what we leave behind. That doesn't mean there isn't racism out there from all different groups. There isn't reverse racism. Political correctness is a control system. And so we do analyze that here. But I am someone who looks at things on an individual basis, and that's what I seek for in my everyday life. But I also do see that political correctness is used as a weapon to shutter even basic discussion in this society, and it's used as a tool. In fact, I mentioned this yesterday on the Sunday radio show, and I never got to it. So it's not our top story here today, but I do intend to get to it a little bit more later. Ron Paul, 2012, haters discuss KKK smear campaign against him, International Business Times. And that's what the haters do. They will use political correctness to build a straw man on somebody or use something and take it out of context to then try to derail somebody like Ron Paul. There's a new hit piece out that Ron Paul flies first class when he flies to and from Washington, D.C. Seeing most senior congressmen like himself actually demand private jet rides like Nancy Pelosi and Boehner and others who have Air Force 3 and 4 and 5, giant, large jet aircraft that cost millions of dollars a month to maintain and fly. Ron Paul has been criticized for, on his campaign trail, using campaign money to fly first class. I wish he was conducted on a bed of roses. He's 76 years old. He works out every morning, barely eats. But I've told him he should be on private jets. In fact, as much as he's flying, they're a lot quicker. They're a lot less stressful. He's complained on this show because, he's got metal parts in him. Everywhere he goes, he gets groped. Played a lot of sports. So he's got a lot of injuries. And he talks about them grabbing his genitals and how disgusting it is. Ron Paul, who is number two in the presidential race, should not be flying commercial aircraft right now. But instead, I've got L.A. Times, Fox News, Chicago Tribune, Washington Post. You'd think it's the number one story in the country right now that Ron Paul is flying first class on the campaign and when he flies to Congress. I mean, it is ridiculous. Ron Paul, you can really see the age and how much he's working getting to him. I've told the campaign privately, and I'll say it here, he should not be doing all this retail politics, which is exhausting to somebody 37 years old like myself. I mean, I love meeting people, and it's incredibly humbling and kind of freaks me out. I become more and more reclusive by the day. And just everywhere I go now, I mean, I go to a barbecue joint on Saturday night with my family, and every person behind the counter, every person in the place is a listener and starts coming over and shaking my hand. Everywhere I go now, I mean, it is, and again, I don't just shake somebody's hand like a fake politician. I read them, I see them, I listen to them, and I see the admiration in their eyes, and quite frankly, it freaks me out. I mean, I'm digressing off into myself right now because I know I'm a good person. I'm trying as hard as I can, but I'm not that good. What I'm saying is I can't believe the responsibility I've got, and I know Ron Paul is the same. I've been with him at events over the years, seen him sit there and look people up and down and really talk to them. People get mad at politicians because there's like a glaze in their eyes. Sometimes I've been in an event for like 10 hours and just stay in a crowd shaking hands with thousands of people, and after about 4 or 5 hours, you do glaze over because it's so exhausting to actually really read somebody and talk to them. So that's normal. When you really shake somebody's hand, look in their eye, you read them. It's an automatic thing, and it's exhausting. And I'm telling you, folks, Ron Paul is many days, more than 8 hours out in crowds. And I understand people like to shake your hand and like to meet you, but let me tell you, I can see it in the debates. He looks tired for the first time ever. And so does Mitt Romney and the rest of them who are a lot younger. So Ron Paul should be going electronic. I know he turns on a lot of interviews that reach a lot of people instead to go meet 100 people and give them a speech. And now he's hitting bigger states. The campaign needs to completely shift out of retail politics. Ron Paul just can't do it. The strategy is electronic. But I now digress. He's got other things to deal with where there's all these Facebook pages where they're recruiting. And this is how we caught Democratic operatives in the Rand Paul race who were running against him. People that worked for the other campaign got caught dressed up in John Deere hats and, you know, checkered shirts, kind of what you'd call hayseed outfits, which is condescending to rural people, the backbone of this country, and holding up racist signs. And the media nationally did run with it. Kind of like 2 weeks ago, Huntsman operatives got caught creating ads making fun of Asian people, basically, and implying that, you know, don't vote for Huntsman because he's adopted Asian children and was the ambassador to China. Now, it's the issues that he worked for Obama and that MSNBC keeps praising him. I mean, when MSNBC, the Obama channel, is endorsing you, you know that the person works for Obama. But again, Fox, MSNBC, they all ran with it and called for Ron Paul to apologize. And of course, none of them retracted when it came out. It was Huntsman's people. Now it's come out that they are organizing to dress up as KKK operatives. And then they linked through and found the people on the Facebook indeed are people that have protested against Paul. And so they're trying to pick up on this. So this is the type of dirty trick that gets run out there. And they use race on every issue. You know, that's why I've made the point, forget race. Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, they're basically the same person. They're just different parties. One is a Republican, one is a Democrat. But in the final equation, I mean, look at this. Then I'm going to come back and get into all the other news. Look at this Rasmussen poll out today. Voters see all GOP hopefuls as conservative, but Romney and Paul. So they don't see Romney as conservative enough, or Paul even more so, they say. Paul least so. And I guess that shows how by moving the Overton window, by moving political perception, Now with Romney, they think open borders, gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, riding Obamacare. That's now conservative.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Many stations rebroadcast it at night. We're very thankful for that. We also come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Then there's the nightly news, 7 o'clock every evening. I end up doing the nightly news on average about 4 nights a week. We have Aaron Dykes that does it as well. Tonight, the health ranger Mike Adams is going to be sitting in, another great Austinite, as we transmit it across the world. Paul Watson occasionally hosts it, as well as Rob Dew. Okay, let me do this. Let me just go over some of the headlines that I'll get back into more detail on as the broadcast unfolds today. And then we're going to come back and start going to your phone calls on these issues or whatever issues you'd like to raise. But I do want to throw this out to listeners. I don't usually follow the classic talk radio format of what's your favorite color, or another pit bull ate another child. What do you think should be done about this? But there are times that I do want to hear your view on things. Generally, I open the phones up just as a random grab bag to see what news you're going to raise or what point you're going to bring up that we can then, discuss. It adds that incredible wild card to the broadcast. That's why I take calls. And it's a humbling process to get calls from all over the world. But occasionally, I really do, on a general topic, want to get your view on what do you think is going to happen in 2012? What do you think of the whole 2012 end of the world scenario that I'm seeing more and more in even mainline newspapers and TV, implying that this year is going to be fraught with catastrophe and doom? I don't think that. But I'm already seeing editorials in newspapers where they'll say, yeah, why should we even care? Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura, I saw one of these a few days ago, think the world's going to end anyways. I have never said the world's going to end on 2012. But sure enough, I'm going to get blamed for it. When the world doesn't end, it'll be all my fault that anybody ever thought it was. I know that the media and Hollywood's been promoting it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. That it's a foregone conclusion that the world's going to end, so why should you be politically involved? And I saw this in 2002. Planet X is going to kill everybody next year, so why be politically involved? And I got criticized for saying that it wasn't coming and there's no such thing. I mean, sure, there's hundreds of discovered planetoids out past Pluto. That's why Pluto is no longer a planet, because there's planetoids bigger than Pluto. So you'd have to have hundreds of planets out in the Kuiper Belt. So there's always a grain of truth to this stuff. And then I always societally get blamed for it. I'll be on some of the radio show and they're like, you're the guy that thinks Planet X is going to kill us. Or you're the guy saying 2012 is the end of the world. No, I'm the guy saying it isn't. But let's be clear about something. The New York Times reported last Monday, and we talked about it a lot, of the headline, Manufactured Doomsday. And we'll put that back on screen for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And they talked about the fact that as part of the BioShield program, $9 billion under Bush, tens of billions now under Obama, they have 36 level 4 weapons labs and then subsidiaries, too many to count. I can't find an actual number. It looks like it's over 200, where they're developing every airborne weaponized strain of every nightmare you can imagine. And it's very, very frustrating. Now, that's an interesting headline, but the headline is from the New York Times last week was Manufacturing Doomsday. Or Manufactured Doomsday. I want to reprint that for me because I want to cover that more later. That's what keeps me up at night. That's what I'm concerned about. Because some of these different weaponized airborne mouse pox and the rest of it kill over 90% of those that comes in contact with. Mouse pox designed for humans, 99%. How to build it, how to make it in a moderately expensive lab for a couple hundred thousand dollars with a good biochemist was released 5 years ago by the university in Australia. That's the kind of stuff I think about. So I'm not saying there couldn't be a doomsday, but most of this doomsday stuff is what we're doing to ourselves, is what we've produced ourselves. It's not because the Mayans said it was the end of the world in 2012, and I'm not saying this stuff's going to get released this year. I'm saying we're sitting on top a keg of dynamite playing with matches, and it's not smart. More news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Look at my children and think about all the stuff we have to go through to keep them away from GMO, the bisphenol A, and the fact that it's almost impossible to do it, and that the system is purposely trying to give us all sorts of illnesses so they can then, like drug dealers, get us addicted to all their big pharma. That makes me get angry again. But I'm not somebody to just get angry and just sit around. And I know you're not, and that's why you listen to this broadcast. I'm here to take action. And by the way, we've got some good news coming up. They're now reporting that the internet takeover bill. SOPA is dead on arrival because of just absolute backlash, and the system never wants to teach the public that they have power. In fact, that is such a key point that the globalists never want to give us a chance to meet them head on, to meet them straight on. The same thing happened two Thanksgivings ago, one of the biggest flight days of the year, a year and a half ago or so, the National Opt-Out Day. And all over the country, people were refusing the body scan. So for 2 weeks, they just turned off all the body scanners, and even the Washington Post, weeks after we reported on it, admitted that there was a stand down. Now, I thought terrorism is so imminent that they've got to get that old lady to stand up who can't stand up in a wheelchair. They've got to take that colostomy bag off that old man. They've got to rip that urology bag off the lady. They've got to put their hands in the pants and go into the body of Miss USA in Dallas. They've got to go in the pants of a one-year-old baby and fondle them. They've got to do it to keep you safe. But for 2 weeks, they completely stood down because they didn't want to give you a chance to say no and show your power. And I had told my IT people that January 18th, in fact, we were getting ready to make the announcement today that we were going to go black, go dark, turn the lights off. On InfoWars, we're going to leave Prison Planet up and have it all direct to one article about SOPA. And you know what? I think I still may do that, but have an article about why they never want to give us a chance to actually fight them. Because if we would have had Google and Wikipedia and Reddit, all started by Reddit, leading the way, and InfoWars and maybe even Drudge, turn off that day, that would show people that the internet is built by independent news agencies and systems, and that we have the power to boycott the entire system if they try to kill it incrementally. And that would have shut them down and defeated them. So now they said just 2 weeks ago, it's going to pass. You can't stop us. We've got, you know, 100 plus votes more than we need in the House, a lot more votes we need in the Senate, you know, 30 plus votes. They were saying it will pass. None of this is true. Just like GoDaddy a month ago. And we had, by the way, the guy that started that boycott on, Frederick, IT professional himself. They don't ever, I mean, at first they sent him emails and said, so what, do whatever you want, you're having no effect on us. And then they were brought to their knees. And other companies were brought to their knees by the people taking action and exercising their power. So the system never wants you to have a chance to win a fight. They never want you to get in the arena as, you know, a 12-year-old in golden gloves and win your first bout, because that's going to build your confidence. They never want to build your confidence. They just want you to lose and lose and lose and lose. Same thing. They passed the National Defense Authorization Act. But then they tried to say it doesn't affect citizens. We forced them to admit it did. Then they said, oh, well, don't worry, the president won't sign it, so that we couldn't build opposition. Then he did sign it. Then he said, well, I sign it, but reluctantly, I won't use this power I've got to grab you and put a black bag over your head and have you disappear. But then we got Santorum in a clip I played yesterday saying, we'll kill U.S. citizens if we want. Of course they will. And Lindsey Graham, that creepy guy, all of them. Because, look, they want these illegal powers, but they don't want to have a face down at high noon with us. So the point is, they don't really have those powers. You can pass tyranny, it doesn't legalize it, but you've got to be able to implement it. You've got to be able to then use it. Just claiming you're king of the universe doesn't make it so. You can walk into the, you know, into some big church and walk up to the biggest, meanest looking guy and say, I can kick your hind in. Until you've taken him out in the parking lot and actually kicked his butt, you haven't actually done that. Talk is cheap. You can walk up as a rodeo rider to the biggest, meanest, baddest, vicious bull that's stomped people's guts out and never been ridden. 8 seconds. And say, I can ride that bull. Let's see you do it then. It was easy for George W. Bush, never in combat, chicken hawk with all these deferments to keep him in the Air National Guard. It's easy for him to say, bring it on to the insurgents and watch U.S. troop number of death skyrocket. Yeah, it's real easy when you're not in the arena to say, bring it on. By the way, the guys were having trouble finding that headline because I was calling it a manufactured doomsday. That's how my memory screws things up. In the New York Times, it's an engineered doomsday. A engineered doomsday is the New York Times. Scientists have long worried that an influenza virus that has ravaged poultry and wild birds in Asia might evolve to pose a threat to humans. Now scientists, financed by the National Institutes of Health, have shown in a laboratory how that could happen. In the process, they created a virus that could kill tens or hundreds of millions of people if it escaped confinement or was stolen by terrorists. Standing ovations for Dr. Peter Singer, Dr. Eric Pianka, and countless others at top academies of science events that have been covered in the news. When they talk about releasing an airborne weapon to reduce the population, they get standing ovations. Who do you think are eugenicists? Who do you think the system chooses to give the PhDs and doctorates in this? Why don't you, wherever you live near a major university, go sit in on Dr. Eric Pianka, 5 miles from where I sit. He has classes. You can go sit in them. And go in there and stop him after class and ask him if 90% of us should be killed. And then find out where his graduate students are working. They're working in BioShield. They're working on this. And they send me emails routinely attacking me with links to who they are, and they're very proud of themselves, saying, how can you deny humans are a parasite and need to be eradicated? It's like I'm the crazy person, and I'm bad to talk about their rock star. I get these emails. Dr. Pianka and Dr. Singer and Ted Turner and the UN, they're rock stars. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I mean, you read about Pianka, the Texas Academy of Sciences, standing ovations, people crying when he talks about how they're going to kill 90% of us. That's who these people are. Why don't you just randomly go hear the head of the psychology department in a university when they teach classes and go sit in. And then if they don't talk about eugenics or population reduction or anti-family stuff while you're there, ask them. Go to one of their speeches and then ask them in the question and answer their view on it. You'll find 9 out of 10 conservatively are flaming anti-human eugenicists who are ultra creepy and ultra sick and who are part of an anti-human eugenics cult that runs society. And all of the psychological warfare and the propaganda and the obsession with celebrities, all of it, they admit in hundreds of published books by them, is completely manufactured and fake and designed to screw you up and designed to take away your basic survival instinct. So I want to talk about 2012. I don't think it's the end of the world because the winged serpent that the Mayans worship said so. By the way, the Mayans didn't even say that. It's a new age, they believed, a new hearth. The fire is put out, and a new hearth is ignited. So they believe a sun is going to be turned off and turned back on. What do you want to guess that December 25th or whatever it is, what's the date it's supposed to all end this year? December 27th? December 21st, okay. I started a film years ago about it and just decided not to even release it. It was super powerful, would have made a ton of money, but I don't even care about making money. I am going to probably do like a 30-minute special report, though, with a powerful title and just put the stinking thing out for free. But if I don't charge, though, it won't get 20 million views. See, if I charge for it for a month or so and then release it, it'll get 20 million views. If I give it away, it'll get a million. People don't appreciate stuff that's for free. Don't ask me why. I guess because usually in life there's no such thing as a free lunch. But see, I'm trying to stop an engineered doomsday. So I guess it isn't a free lunch. It's self-preservation. I don't want my kids dying when the globalists, who are all obsessed with killing us, release this stuff. Airborne weaponized smallpox. Airborne weaponized mousepox. Airborne weaponized Ebola. Airborne weaponized hemorrhagic fever. Airborne weaponized variants of bird flu. On and on and on. And I watch governments and corporations running around, all building giant underground bunkers, multi-years power supplies, underground nukes, own water supplies, and in their own publications talking about the end will soon be here, the world without humans, all the TV shows preparing the public for mass death and the population being reduced so that we have a racial, psychological memory, a false memory, a self-fulfilling prophecy that this is supposed to happen, so we'll all just crawl into our basements with our kids and die when they release this stuff, and then they reemerge with the cure 3 years later and have this new golden age they dream about all day with the hundreds and hundreds of quotes about how beautiful the Black Plague was, killing roughly one-third to a half of Europe, they're not sure, and how that spurred the Renaissance. It spurred the Renaissance because the elite got wiped out. And there weren't all these total monopolies anymore. It screwed up feudalism. And people had to pay for valuable services more. I mean, they're always glorifying the Black Plague since the time of Malthus. And from an economics view, they don't even know why the Black Plague caused a giant Renaissance. Because the farmer people and the wives' tales were practicing witchcraft, which was eating garlic and other herbs. And they were hiding out in the woods and knew what was killing them while the elite stayed in the cities and died. That's why we had a Renaissance, because the elite got killed, not because it killed one-third to half. Again, the historians vary. It may have been more than half. When that Black Plague-filled ship landed in Italy coming from Asia. And they'd killed most of the cats, believing they were demon-possessed, so the rat population exploded. There have been many Black Plague introductions into Europe, Central, Northern, Southern Europe. Rus, Russia, the red-haired people, Rus, Red. There had been many introductions into that area, but they'd killed most of the cats. And so the rat population was out of control. And what were the rats carrying? They were carrying the fleas. And you know the rest of the story. You know the rest of the story, don't you? And, of course, that was a system that killed between a third and half of those that came in contact with it. Now they've got weaponized bubonic plague. Oh, that's a horrible way to go. But, you know, we have nursery rhymes about it. In fact, let's not go out with angry again. We already played it. Let's go out with just a nursery rhyme. Go to YouTube, type in Ring Around the Rosie. Ring around the rosie. What's it say? Pocket full of posy. Ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Ring around the rosy, little rosy spot that's going to be a big rot hole in your face. Ashes to ashes, we all fall down. The globalists, you can see the preparatory phase, are getting everyone ready to ring around the rosy. Ashes to ashes, we all fall down. And you know what? I don't want to go. I don't want a bunch of globalists to release this stuff and go dig in underground. And all these shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, PBS, on the end caps at grocery stores, you know, the audio book about the world after humans and how beautiful it's going to be and how great it's going to be. I mean, I don't like these psychos flaunting it in front of my face like I'm too stupid to hear what they're saying. No, I got you. Roger, roger. All right. I'm going to give the number out when we come back from break. When I start the second hour, I'll start going to your calls. I'll take calls the entire second hour and for 30 minutes into the third with news. But I haven't even gotten into the other news yet because all of this at the end of the day becomes a distraction. It's all important, and I can get into sociology, human, because knowing ourselves is the key to turning this around. I can always look at it from an anthropology, psychology view, any article, and show how the media spins it or how they make us focus on distractions. The Iran stuff's huge. Huntsman dropping out's pretty big. This ship, another example in disasters. You can't trust governments to take care of you or protect you over and over again throughout history. So why are they always so obsessed with you not protecting yourself? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot more coming up today, but I just wanted to get into the big issues here for everybody. Isn't that nice? Ring around the rosy. We'll come back from break with that. Yeah, crank it up. It's all fun. It's a fun children's song. Ring around the rosy.
Father sent his daughter to fetch a pail of water. Achoo, achoo, we all fall down.
We all fall down. Isn't it fun?
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ring around the rosy. A pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, and we've got a big hour of phone calls and news coming up. I'm going to give you the toll-free number on any of the issues that I have raised here today. Man, it's hard to turn that deep purple off. Tell you what, just go ahead and crank it up for a minute, and I'll give the number out. Back live, and we are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I love life, and I love freedom, and I'm here to fight for it. What about you? You know, I run into so many people that say they feel disempowered, that life seems empty, they don't have purpose, because you're following what the global controller, zombie, prostitute, corporate whore media has programmed into you. Look at the most fulfilled people out there. They're adventurers, or they're rescue divers, or they're athletes, or they're people that help the poor. Why do you think so many wealthy people throughout history give away everything and go to Africa to be in, you know, in bug-infested areas to help poor people? Because that's what fulfills them, not because they're goody two-shoes, but because that's what fills their soul. We are creators. We are meant to explore. We are meant to paint. We are meant to sculpt. We are meant to build. We are meant to love. We are meant to fight. We are meant to face bullies. I am so fulfilled. I have so much energy that I hate myself because my life is so good, so wonderful, and isn't one-tenth of my potential. I can see over the horizon and see my potential and know that we, with this show alone, with you the listeners, could change the course of human destiny, but I cannot mount the words or the calculations or the organizational skills to put the plan into function. We have seen a shadow of what we can do, and all of you are capable as well. I want you to rise up in the info war. I want you to start YouTube channels. I want you to start local access shows. I want you to start a local Sunday radio show. Those are all entry points. Maybe some of you've got the money, the cultural skills, whatever, to get a national show. It's up to those of you. I mean, I know the people that are listening. Incredibly famous classical musicians, rock stars, movie stars. And 9 times out of 10, they contact me and they say, "We just want to thank you that you're out there. We listen every day." And then I talk to these people, and they're just as smart as I am or smarter. I talked to a famous musician, extremely famous. His dad is the most famous musician. Oh, that says too much. I'm just going to leave it right there. And as smart as I am or smarter and knows all of this, but isn't talking about it. Look, we need everybody in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones isn't going to beat the New World Order all by his lonesome. I'll ensure you of that. And I know I'm preaching because it's all coming down. It's all admitted. The world government's out in the open, everything. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I've seen the phones ringing the whole time I've been on. Phones weren't open, folks. They're open now. 800-259-9231. Coming up, U.S. military chief to Israel as Iran tension grows. Big news on the campaign trail. And a lot more. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.